Hey there, this is Mark Patton from Nightmare on Elm Street for Underground Horror Radio. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
Which I'm currently running.
Yeah, and Florida Geek Scene. Yeah.
I haven't posted on there a while. I gotta get on that.
Yeah.
Podbean. We're on Podbean.
Yeah, you can listen to all our past shows and
Currently, I am running the monkey farm.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, well, why Jack's insanity. He's got other stuff he's working on. He's a busy guy. And we don't want the station not to be updated or kept on. Mm-hmm. So along with all the other better shows in Underground, I mean, not for air, this show is one of them. Just loading stuff and helping out. So, yeah.
We are keeping things moving.
We love Podunk.
Yes,
we
do.
I love Podunk.
Podunk!
So, yeah.
All right. So,
Texas Chainsaw? Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was good. It was great.
It was in theaters.
It was nice to see it on the big screen.
If you get a chance to go to these things, you should go
to
these
really.
Things. Yeah,
really. That's the way to make sure that they keep happening.
Not just in Florida, but in general.
Yeah, in general. You know, if you support and you go out and you actually go to these things, they can keep doing them.
For what they're doing it for $10 is not bad. That's about a normal newbie ticket anyway.
Yeah.
We get spoiled because of, we go into Vero.
Yeah.
And so for us, normal crappy movies anyway are cheap. Yeah. Dragon Ball won't be, but that's a special
Yeah. But still
thing.
Cheaper than the $12.50. I told you it was like $5.75 where we're going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely check that. Plus, you know, a lot of fans like these things.
Yeah. And you know, you don't get to see these things on
the big screen
anymore. So
maybe at cons or Texas Alamo House once in a while.
Yeah.
With Joe Bob.
You know, occasionally.
Occasionally.
So,
but we got a monthly thing going.
Yeah,
Well, Morbid Movies does. We just
Morbid Movies
hang
is
out.
Doing it. Yeah, and they, you know, they have a really good deal with the movies at Lake Worth.
Yep.
And just,
good
you know,
stuff.
Go out and support. Plus, you get stuff. I mean, it's not like they just take your money. You know, we do awesome posters. Justin's been developing a poster each time.
Yeah.
For the film, and we raffle that off.
Yeah.
And it's a one of a kind. You can't get it anywhere else, and you won't see it again.
And I have to watermark them on Facebook. I mean, on the internet.
Yeah, Facebook.
Now.
Yeah,
just that stuff. Some of the stuff. Well, I told you what happened on the horror page.
Yeah,
like I saw people. You know, truant. There we go. Truant.
Yes.
Truant stuff. I can't call them trot the whole time. Oh, truant stuff.
So sorry.
Yeah, Truant stuff, the whole, you know, what they put on, him and Charlotte and Tony, they make these cool images.
Mm-hmm.
And people and other horror sites or pages
just
on Facebook take them, and they don't share it because then it shows you where you got it.
Yeah.
And like, I'm guilty of taking a meme or two, too.
Yeah.
And putting on the phone and showing my, but for one, they don't have anything on them saying, hey, this is made. Who knows where they got it?
Right.
So, but, you know, this is not just a meme. This is like they literally take it and they're like, no, we put it out. And
yeah.
We didn't. And so I even went on there and put a couple things in mine that was specifically just for it, saying, hey, if you see somebody, you know, not sharing this and just
using it as their own,
we're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
Did you also hear about that guy? Okay, so first of all, when the show aired last week, we didn't have a chance to say anything about Roddy Piper. So that sucks ass.
Yeah.
That Roddy Piper died. That sucks because Roddy Piper's awesome. We saw him at Mayhem.
Yep.
Last year, not this year.
Yep.
And he's Roddy Piper. I mean, I love wrestling. Nicole is now into wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And he's Roddy. He's Roddy. It's just that's how he is. And They Live, which is a great Carpenter flick. Also on Hell Comes to Frogtown, which is a very B movie, but it's awesome nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
So hold on, let me see if I can pull it up on Facebook. Because it was also on the Bloody Pit of Horror and Truant. I'm just going to start calling him Tron again. So Jay, yeah.
Truant.
He posted this and somebody else was doing this as well and I've seen it kind of around. So this artist guy, or not even an artist. Let me get to it because I don't want to say the wrong thing. So, you know, I don't want to be that guy. Let's see. I have to go through a bunch of stuff. He's got a bunch of stuff. But what happened was some guy took some... there it is. I got it. Okay. I didn't want to be a dick. Here we go. So, this is a horror thing. So this guy named Rob Finstein, and there's proof right here. I mean, it's screenshotted. What he did was he went to someone's booth at Monster Mania and bought the rest of the Roddy Piper stuff. And then he had them signed by him, and then he was trying to sell them. Signed, even though I don't think Roddy Piper signed them.
Hmm.
But anyway, there's this whole thing on his page. But basically, I heard he was a rip-off artist and all that. And anyway, just be wary. It's all there. And Monster Mania, Sony wrote, if you happen to go by the booth that Ted DiBiase there is, here's a heads up. Rob Feinstein came on Saturday morning and bought all of my Roddy Piper art prints. Now today he is selling them signed. Mm-hmm. So he went to somebody else's thing, bought their stuff.
Saturday morning.
Yeah. And then
Roddy was already passed away.
Right. He bought them like that morning, and then he went and had them signed somehow. And he's selling someone else's prints that they made signed. What the fuck is that?
Yep.
It's one thing if you made it. No, I can't have him signed because if he's not around, you can't, you know what I mean? But if you make your own prints, which this one guy obviously did.
Yeah.
Then that's one thing. But to, that's like, I don't know. It's like me buying, that's like me going and buying those posters that we get from the one guy. And then, you know, oh, John Carpenter signed us when he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that.
And then selling it.
And then selling it.
Yeah.
Obviously, we could probably make our own posters like that. It's probably not hard. But it just seemed, I mean, this was a very nicely done pop art type thing. Yeah, I don't know. I just find that shitty.
It is shitty.
What is with people now? I know cons are big now and they're getting better. But first of all, poor Roddy Piper died.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got some asshat doing that. It's just fucking wrong. Anyway.
There's one meme that's going out or going around right now of after Roddy Piper passed away. And it's all of the wrestlers that passed away. It's all their action figures.
Oh, yeah, in the ring.
In the ring. And yeah. Then he's coming in to the ring with them. So I really thought, of all the tributes I've seen, I actually thought that one was one of the best.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, it's very sad.
I was sad when Macho Man died a couple years ago, too.
Yeah, I know.
The funny thing about that was right around the time of the supposed rapture.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this awesome picture of Macho Man elbowing, flying elbow into Jesus. And I'm like, yes. Fucking. I'm like, Macho Man gave his life for us. I'm like, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on. It's Randy.
I know.
I love Randy Savage. But poor Roddy Piper. 61 is not old.
No, it's not.
And that's just sad. But he was very extreme anyway, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he seemed like I heard nothing but nice things, that he was just a nice guy doing his thing.
Yep.
So, there was that. What else is going on? You got Spooky coming up.
Yep.
That's a big thing.
It's a very big thing.
Couple months. Mm-hmm. It's August again. Oh, well, it was August last week, yeah. We got our anniversary, Misfits.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're excited about the Misfits coming.
Social Distortion.
Social D, yeah, yeah.
Yep, and then it'll be October before we know it.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
But places are starting to bring out the Halloween stuff.
Yes, they are.
And it's never too early.
Yeah, fuck you if you think it's too early.
I'm just saying. I love Halloween.
I don't give a shit. I don't care if it's just fucking pumpkin stickers.
Oh, pumpkin spice stuff's coming soon.
Oh, I know.
And I'm going to get my pumpkin beer.
Yeah, I know. I have to say, though. Starbucks right now has limited time only their coconut mocha frappuccino, which they do in the summertime, and they didn't do it last year. So this year they have it. So if you're a fan of that, please go get it.
Yeah. Go get that. Go get that drink.
Yeah, because I love it. And
by the way, the show's not sponsored by Starbucks. Caffeinated is. No. No, it's not.
No.
I'm losing
I am sponsored by Starbucks.
Are you? In your writing?
I have Starbucks in my veins.
Yes.
Yeah, they replaced all my blood with Starbucks, so...
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that it's egotistical if I happen to think that the Three Guys with Beards podcast might have got their start here on this show and we first interviewed them?
Possibly.
I mean, I don't know. I think we kind of, you know...
They got a taste for it. I think they did.
I think it's great. They have a nice show.
Yeah, I don't
There's a couple people we know that have podcasts.
Yeah.
Armand has one.
Yeah,
he's one of the writers.
I mean, I can't, take credit for it because Brian Keene, who's a friend of theirs and yeah. mine, also has had a podcast for a while.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, they've all been on his show as well. So, I'm not going to say it's us, but they were one of our first interviews.
They were.
Yes.
Well, for this show.
Yes.
If you want to go retroactive, spooky.
Yeah. That was your first interviews, yeah.
For horror related. Mm-hmm. Everything else was, band stuff. But yeah, I mean, that was like retrospect. It's like, look what we did.
Yeah.
But yes, they were. And then we went to Fatality Fest and just.
Well, and then it just blew
to
up.
To the moon.
Yep, and then it just blew up.
Yes. Well, they blew up too. Mm-hmm. Andrea's doing great Bloody Bombshell. So that's awesome.
Yep.
Everybody's doing good. I'm happy about that.
Yes.
So what do you think? We should play some music.
Yes, we should play
and
some
we'll
music.
We'll come back.
I'm going to talk about Mr. Hush a little bit.
Yeah, you
Jessica
did see
Cameron's
that.
Jessica Cameron's in it because I did watch it.
Yes.
We need to talk about Halloween Horror Nights.
No, we already did. There's nothing new.
They put a video of something up.
It's nothing. I already went through it.
Oh, okay.
It's something. It's not a house or anything yet.
Oh, okay.
I don't care about that. Like, we already talked about the fucking Walking Dead.
Yeah, no, I don't want to talk about that.
And, well, Nightmare, we'll talk about. They're thinking about rebooting that again.
Yes. And Fright Night's 30th anniversary was on Tuesday.
Very good.
This past Tuesday. So we'll talk about that. And.
You're so cool, Brewster.
Spooky. We'll talk
about
Spooky.
Obviously, we got a new. They added somebody else.
Yes. And we'll talk about that. So play some tunes and we'll be back.
All right.
Like glowing.
welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. And because I missed it the first time around, because Justin and I just started talking, I am your host, Nicole Velakis, Jordan, author. And with me, as always, is,
I'm not even here.
Is my partner in all things.
Nope.
Justin McPatches.
Nope. God damn it.
Yes. So,
yeah.
But you knew that already, so I didn't. He, you know, he told me I had to do it, but.
Oh, you know, it's we've been doing it for 2 years like that.
Yeah, I know. So.
What do we got?
So I watched Mr. Hush.
With the lovely Jessica Cameron.
The lovely Jessica Cameron.
Who we're friends with.
Yes. And Brad Laurie is in it. And Edward X. Young is in it.
How was it?
It was okay. It wasn't great.
It wasn't good?
No. Stephen Jeffries is in it, too.
I like Stephen Jeffries.
Yeah. And he just plays a fruitcake, you know. Jessica Cameron's not in it for very long. She's in it at the beginning, and she ends up getting murdered at the beginning.
She's the best thing in it?
She's the best
thing
in
it. Besides Stephen Jeffries?
Yeah. She made the most of her part. And did the best delivery of her lines. It's very low budget. I give him credit because it is very low budget. But the story's not that good. And the acting is really heavy-handed in most cases. It's very hammy.
Uh-huh.
So, not that inventive, really. So, I wasn't super impressed with it. I'm glad I didn't buy it. I'm glad I watched it like on Netflix. So,
you know what else is on Netflix?
What?
The Big Bad.
Shut up.
You fucking hate that movie.
I fucking hate
it. Is that still the worst fucking movie? I mean,
so far, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I hate It Follows. But they had a budget.
Yeah, It Follows. It Follows sucked because of the hype, and it didn't do what I thought it was going to do. Big Bad was just bad.
Yeah.
Okay, production
like
value.
Like a high school project.
Yeah, production value, the Were Labradoodle.
If the twins have done it.
If the twins have done it, it would have been awesome, but whatever.
Budget or not.
Yeah, budget or not, but whatever. So, Jessica Cameron, I give her
credit.
3 pumpkins. Everybody else, I give 1.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, the film itself, I give 1.
That bad. Yes. But not as bad as The Big Bad. All right.
Yeah. No, wasn't The Big Bad like negative pumpkins?
I don't remember.
I
don't think we'll ever talk about it again.
No.
We could rewatch it.
No. Stephen Jeffries. Speaking of Stephen Jeffries.
Brewster.
You are so cool, Brewster. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
He was in Fright Night. As we know, the original Fright Night.
He was.
1985. And August 4th, which was Tuesday...
Which was surprisingly enough the Not For Air anniversary. Very
yes.
nice.
Yes. Was their 30th anniversary of their release date.
Holy shit. 30 years?
30 years.
Wow.
So if you've not watched the original recently, I would suggest watching it because it ages really well.
Is
and
it
going
to be on Blu-ray?
I think so. I think
it should be done up through the Joel. They should do the what's it called? Damn it. Scream Factory?
Yeah.
The Scream Factory puts out Blu-rays. They
yeah.
should put out Fright Night.
Yeah.
I already got it on DVD, and it's not bad at all. Obviously,
no.
It's Fright Night.
Right.
But
watch Fright Night, and then watch the remake.
Yes, because the remake is actually good.
It is actually very good. Colin Farrell is awesome. David Tennant.
Ten.
Is phenomenal.
David Tennant.
Tennant, yes. Tennant, yeah.
Yes.
So, it definitely withstood the test of time. And
Chris Sarandon was awesome.
At Spooky, right now, William Ragsdale's going to be there.
Stephen
Amanda
Jeffries.
Barris is going to be there. And Stephen Jeffries is going to be there for the anniversary. I'm hoping, even though Chris Sarandon is there all the time,
Chris
that
Sarandon
he's there,
will be there.
Because Jerry Dandridge is kind of an important one. And I would really like it if they would invite Tom Holland to come, because Tom Holland wrote it and, directed it. And he had a hand in the remake as well. So
He didn't do it too, though.
No.
Nobody likes two.
No. But two, the original two...
That's what I meant.
...was corny, but it wasn't as bad as the...
But he didn't have anything to do with that,
though. I don't believe so, no.
Oh, no, I know he had nothing to do with the other one.
Yeah,
no. That wasn't even two. It was a remake of a remake.
Wow.
It was...
Yeah.
We were really upset about
yes,
that.
Yes, we were really upset.
It just... It could
if it had just been about Elizabeth Bathory and they hadn't made it about Jerry Dandridge and...
Or just...
And named them all the names. If they would have just made it what it was, it was actually a pretty good story. But...
They had to use the names.
They had to use the name and try to make it...
Fright Night.
Fright Night. And no.
No.
No. So...
Not at all.
But definitely, I would go back and watch the one from 85.
Yep.
And then watch the remake.
Yep.
And then come to Spooky Empire.
And if you get high, you can watch Fright Night 2, the original.
Yeah. And come to Spooky Empire and, you know, say hello to everybody. And
hang out.
Yeah, hang out.
I think you should.
I think you should, too.
I think it's good. I think it'll be good. I think
if you don't, you're missing out.
And Amanda Bierce is awesome. I mean, she was great in Marry Your Children. That whole show was good.
Yeah.
And she was awesome in Fright Night. Although I did like the chick that played her in the remake, too. Mm-hmm. That played Amy.
Mm-hmm.
She had a little spunk to her.
Mm-hmm.
And Ed was okay, but he didn't have as much of a part.
Mm-mm.
As...
Stephen Jeffries as Ed did, yeah.
And then, of course, the Franco. That movie had Franco.
Dave Franco, yeah.
A Franco. Just A.
Just A Franco. Dave Franco.
One of the Francos.
Dave Franco.
It could have been mistaken for James. We don't know. He could have been like, I got this. I can play like a high school kid still. Like, dude, Freaks and Geeks is over. No, I got this.
No, it was Dave.
I have every job.
It was his younger brother. It was Dave.
Yeah, that's true. He's goofy looking compared to James.
He looks a little bit like a young Tom Cruise.
Like, we're talking legend Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Oh. That was a good movie, too.
Yeah.
Ridley Scott can make good movies, and then he made Prometheus, and I'm like, why?
And now Prometheus 2 is shooting next year. Shooting next year.
Yeah, you can shoot me in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not excited at all.
No.
I was going to be, and then I watched it, and I'm like, you know, this movie's terrible.
Yeah.
Alien 4 terrible, just terrible.
What else are they doing? What else are they coming up with that they're going to probably start shooting next year?
I'm hoping Halloween Returns.
No.
Oh, they're doing that in the fall, aren't they?
Yeah, no, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, you mean a reboot on Elm Street?
Yes.
Again?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Rorschach. Well, I don't know. Michael Bay is supposedly not involved or his stupid company Platinum Dunes. But that movie, the director was all... I mean, it was just all kinds of problems.
Yeah. You and I don't have the same feeling about the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street.
And you're wrong. Look, I don't think it was his fault. I think he brought the best Rorschach Kruger he could possibly muster. But Nancy was... Ugh, she was so boring and awful. And
yeah, wow.
And Kyle Gallagher, too. It's like nobody wants
Gallner.
To be... Nobody wants to be in this movie.
Kyle Gallner.
Whatever. Fuck
no,
his name
I is. Just...
No.
You and I go back and forth about this because I didn't like the...
Jason.
Friday the 13th remake.
In retrospect, like that's not a great movie either. I'm aware of it.
No.
But at least it's a Jason movie.
Well...
With him doing parkour and...
It's not a Jason movie because it's about Jason. This was about Freddy. It just wasn't the same Freddy we know.
That wasn't about Freddy. You want to know a movie that
somebody else playing Jason?
Do you want to know? You want to know a movie that was about Freddy, but not really.
What?
New Nightmare? That's that movie. This movie was. This one was shot for shot. Fucking. Let's just throw in as much shit, like the first movie, but not really pay any homage to the first movie. That's what that was.
Mm.
The bathroom scene. Why? Why are you in it? The whole wall scene looked like shit.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Fuck, they even stole lines from Freddy vs. Jason. Come on.
What line?
The ending. It's like, welcome to my world, bitch.
Oh.
And then cuts the head off.
Uh-huh.
Where have I seen that? Oh, 2003.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't they say that in the original film, too?
No, they never said that. Nancy never really cursed.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, that didn't show up till 2003.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it's a shit film. You like it, that's fine.
I don't dislike it. I'm not as hard on it as you are.
Oh, I'm hard. Okay, here's my thing. They want to reboot it again. Great. Whatever. Maybe make it about the Springwood Slasher and not Freddy Krueger. But then again, that might backfire too. And everybody's comments on the internet is like, oh, it was nice to have a serious Freddy Krueger. I'm like, okay, you do realize that he was not always wisecracker, right? The first movie, you know, he said shit, but it wasn't like, ah! It was like fucked up and Wes Craven had his shit together. So they're all saying, oh, you know, what's his name? You know, fucking Rorschach. You know, it was
Jackie
all serious.
Jackie Earl Haley.
Yeah, Rorschach. And fucking Bad News Bears. Whatever. Now, don't get me wrong. I like him. He was good in RoboCop, as good as that remake could have been. And he was funny in, what was that Tim Burton movie that was sucked? Dark Shadows?
I didn't watch that, so yeah.
We watched it.
You watched it. I fell asleep.
It was terrible. He was funny in it, but it was awful. Anyway, I think that they want to do a remake, fine. It's not as easy as playing a Jason or Michael Myers. It's like Pinhead or Chucky. You can't really change the voice. Look at what happened in Leprechaun Origins.
Yes.
No Warwick Davis. That was awful. Plus, the whole plot was terrible.
Yes. The whole plot and the character and everything was
terrible.
There wasn't a character. He was just a little demon thing.
Yeah,
he didn't even talk.
Yeah, it was awful.
So, yeah.
But Leprechaun wouldn't have been as good or bad, because it was bad too, without Warwick Davis. Without Brad Dourif, that doll doesn't mean shit.
Yeah.
And Chucky.
Yeah.
And Robert Englund, whether he was menacing or ha-ha-ha, and
he's Freddy.
He's Freddy.
I understand that. But so, just like though, you know, Kane Hodder...
He did really well.
We think of him as Jason, even though he was only in a couple of them.
He was in it more than anybody else.
And he was in it more than anybody else, but he was only in a couple of them.
Four.
Right.
Out of 13.
Right.
Everybody else had one.
I know. But
see
I'm
what
saying,
I'm saying?
But I'm saying.
I know.
You know, and the remake that they did, it was Derek Mears, who I like very much.
He did
and he's
good.
A very good actor. And he did very well. But that didn't make it... a good sequel or a good reboot because
or good whatever it was
because he was a different character than the way he'd been played previously.
He doesn't talk.
Yeah, well, no, he doesn't talk.
Okay,
but
hold on. You want to go down your road? Yeah, that guy that played Pinhead did a good job. That wasn't Doug Bradley, right? No.
No, he did not. Okay,
because you can't have Pinhead without Doug Bradley.
Yeah. Well, we discussed that though, and they didn't even try. To have Pinhead without
Doug Bradley. No, I think they really
Bradley.
Just made it to keep the rights.
They did. They made it to keep the rights. So that's not even the same thing.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, we'll see what happens. It's not even fucking... It might be dumped by now. Fucking Crow fucking never got resurrected again.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, let's play music.
All right.
And we'll talk about Spooky Empire.
All right.
You have valid points.
Uh-huh.
You do. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got. Bye.
All right, bye.
All right.
Darling, you look as if you were ready to kill me.
Your kiss is like a death wish. The off-chain smell on is not mine. And life goes so free from your smile. Unaware of my growing desire. One more wound in your body, a new way. body and you will endlessly sleep. You will endlessly sleep. Just one more nail in your coffin and I will bury you deep. I will bury you deep.
hit some little girls and put them on my wall. Ho!
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
So I've decided to cancel the show since I'm running things. Yeah. It's just not working out on Saturday nights, and I think I could put in the Ramones hour.
Oh. Yeah. With Marky?
No, God, no.
We could get it off of Sirius.
Doyle.
Marky Doyle. Ramone.
Doyle.
Well, that'd be fun.
You know, interviews, he sounds fine. It's just when we tried talking to him, he's like, "Rrr." But that's all right, because you know what? Come the end of August, the Misfits.
Yep, we're very excited. Social Distortion and the Misfits in the same weekend.
Yep, but not in the same place, so don't even think about it. But if you happen to be in the West Palm Beach area, then go down to Respectable Street. They're having a whole block party, and the headlining band is the Misfits.
Misfits!
Well, Jerry Only and Friends, but whatever. Misfits.
Yeah, hey. It'll do. They're the Misfits, whatever.
For now.
Yeah.
So Spooky's coming up in Halloween weekend.
Yeah,
really think that it's not early enough for Halloween yet. We need more stuff.
Yeah, we need more stuff.
And if anybody says it's too early, you tell them to leave.
Yeah, they can go fuck themselves.
They can go fuck themselves.
And I mean that in the nicest way possible.
You know, we haven't really got Shudder yet. That
TV station?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They haven't.
Oh, well, it's not on the thing yet. But I mean, they might have more horror stuff than Netflix.
Maybe.
There's something with the big... They got that hooker in the trunk there.
Yeah.
That's a plus.
Yeah. And the Soskas have been putting on about the Hellevator. Hellevator's supposed to be going really well.
That'll air in Game Show Network, so if you don't have that, get in that. Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Yeah, that's Halloween. Coming. Stars, yeah.
What else is going on? Teen Wolf is good.
Teen Wolf is good.
Sort of. It does have this cool steampunk thing with these Dread Doctors. However... Scream is awful.
Yeah.
I think they just were like, let's just put this name on it.
Yeah, let's just make this the connection, even though it's not really anything.
No,
like, yeah.
It's really not.
It's kind of like what they did with Fright Night 2 with the remake. Face Off started again last week. I think I talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, who won yesterday? The day before? I mean, the other Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I went to bed.
I know. It was...
Did you stay up and watch it?
Yeah, I did.
It was the Sirens.
Yeah, they did Sirens, which were really cool, and they all had to pick a different sea creature to base their Sirens off of, and it had to be a beauty makeup, but also incorporate parts of the...
Thing.
The thing, yeah. So, the two that went home... were the ones that did it was a shrimp that they had. It was all different colors.
Yeah.
And they decided to go with like a geisha looking siren and made like a really big cowl in the back and the drawing, if they had gotten it even close to what the original concept drawing was, she'd have been gorgeous. But they just the makeup didn't work.
So did they go home?
They went home. Both of them.
They sent them both home.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. They're like, you got to go.
Yeah.
Fuck you both.
Yeah. And all of them did cowls or headpieces except for one pair, which did, they did a wig that was like kind of flame colored. It was like red and orange and yellow. And then they built up like these protuberances, these like spiky protuberances on her face, but she had a really lovely face.
Yeah.
And they did a really great job on the body work.
Yeah.
And they were one of the final two pairs, but it was the other one that won. And that one was, they literally made her, she was like a a Welk, which is one of the ones with the spiral. It was the textile shell, and it's one of those ones that's like a spiral shell, but they have that layer of like the snail kind of material going. So they made her chest piece and all like flesh colored, almost like the snail's color would be, and basically made like ridges and things and didn't have an actual chest to her. And then they had the shell on her head, and then they made, you know, her face was really lovely, but she had really sharp teeth.
Huh.
And she ended up being the one that they picked for the winner, and then one of the two of them won for the construction. So it was neat. I actually really liked the challenge. I thought it was a nice challenge for a change. And honestly, the judges all seem like they're getting a little bit more personality.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're a little more...
Alive.
Alive and laid back and kind of...
After how many seasons?
Yeah, really. This is like season 9, I think.
So at this point, they're like, yeah, we're alive.
Yeah, we're good.
Well, you know, last year they had the challenge where they all had the judges had to do stuff.
Yeah.
And it was cool to see Glenn like, well, I do this like all the time anyway.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't win, but it's Glenn.
Yeah.
Glenn's cool.
But I also am looking forward to, I think this year, they're like one of their final challenges is going to be actually getting a creature film ready, getting a makeup film ready, and they're actually going to make a video.
That's cool.
Of their creatures, like a film.
That'll be good.
So that'll be kind of neat. I'd like to see them use the applications in an actual film environment. That'd be kind of neat.
Yeah.
So I have to give them credit because coming up with all those different challenges, they've very consistently had varieties of challenges. It's not like the same kind of challenges every time, every season, you know, and every time they make it a little more difficult and a little more challenging. So I have to give them credit. But so far, there's nobody in the team that I hate. So that's good. And I don't have any clear favorites yet either.
All right. So Spooky. So,
yeah, let's talk about Spooky.
Spooky is coming up in about a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, we don't know the authors yet, but we will eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But now Nev Campbell's going.
Mm-hmm.
And Nell Campbell. So Campbell's.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we had a Bruce Campbell, I'd be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Happier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got George Romero, Julian Sands. That's cool. I haven't met him yet. Lisa Louise Byrne, Skeet Ulrich, Malcolm McDowell, Tony Todd.
Yes.
I have not. He was supposed to be at Fatality Fest a couple years ago, and he couldn't make it.
Yeah.
For all we know, he could have been shooting Disciples. No way, because Linnea was there.
Yeah, no, he wasn't shooting Disciples.
Linnea.
But we have to take that fucking poster with us and talk to him about Disciples.
And like, listen, we know what happened.
Yeah.
We were there.
We know about it.
Yeah, we know.
We've seen.
We've seen. And us and about 20 other people. Well, actually, it was pretty full.
That was pretty full, yeah.
Yeah. Hanging out with Debbie and Linnea.
Yeah.
Patricia Quinn, Barry Bostwick, Rachel True, Butch Patrick, and of course, for Fright Night, William Ragsdale, Amanda Bierce, and Stephen Jeffrey.
Woo!
Oh, and Miko Hughes.
And Miko Hughes has signed up to come added. On, yep.
And, you know, he hasn't acted in years, really, has he?
Yeah, he's been in a couple things.
Has he?
He's been working, yeah.
I know he was in Kindergarten Cop, Spawn, Apollo 13, Mercury Rising. He was on Full House a lot.
He's done a lot of... He's actually done quite a few independent films and stuff since he's been grown.
An adult, yeah.
Yeah, as an adult.
He didn't look bad when we saw him on Never Sleep Again.
No, and I actually met him back in 2012 when I was at the
Horrifying,
yeah.
Nice guy?
Yeah, very nice guy. I have a picture of him.
Maybe he'll remember you.
Maybe.
Is that the year that you went when I was...
Yes.
Yes.
That was the last Horrifying.
I know. Well, you went the year before too, right?
Yeah, I went a couple years in a row, yeah.
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 See, if you'd known this would have been the last one, even though we just started dating, you'd have been like, come with me.
Yeah. Come with me if you want to live.
Come with me if you want to live.
Yeah. So...
So Fantastic Four doesn't sound good at all.
No, all the reviews so far, like Hollywood Reporter and Variety and all, are just skewering the fuck out of it.
Good, because I never liked it from the get-go. It had nothing to do with whoever's playing who. It was kind of based on the Ultimate comics back in the 90s, I think. But it's not the same. I think the other one was better, and the other ones weren't that good.
It's like it says it's like a setup for a movie that never happens.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Basically. So, yeah, I have no interest in that. But One of the things I do want to talk about is...
Hurry up. We're almost out of time.
Arnold Schwarzenegger being in the WWE
game.
Video game.
As the Terminator.
And the commercial that they've been showing with him in it, where he walks into the bar and they're all in the bar, and he goes up to Dean Ambrose and does, "I need your jacket, your
boots, your clothes, and your motorcycle."
Yeah.
Do it now.
Yeah. And I love it. I think it's awesome. That whole thing, and you know, they're all so good because it's all so straight-faced and everything, and he's so game. I have to give him a lot of credit because...
Arnold?
Yeah, because he, you know, when he made the Terminator film, the new one, and just everything he's been trying to do to get back into the acting, I have to give him a lot of credit because he was out of the game for a long time, being the governor.
Yeah, he was the governor.
And now that he's coming back in, he just has a really good sense of humor about his legacy and things, and I just think that that's awesome.
Because it turns out people love him because he was actually more funny than he really meant to be.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, it's... His movies in the 80s were these things.
Yeah.
Terminator is a good fucking movie. The original Terminator. And, of course, T2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was it perfect? No, but it was really good. And after that, it kind of went downhill.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's Arnold.
Right.
Come with me if you want to live.
Yes.
I need your boots, your clothes.
Get down.
Get down.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, fucking Predator.
Right.
Who doesn't love Predator?
Yeah.
And Commando.
Yeah.
And The Running Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now he is Plane Zero.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Chuck Norris thing. Yeah. Where everybody started making the Chuck Norris facts that weren't fictional.
Uh-huh.
It was a lot of just, like, YouTube shots of Arnold and, you know, Conan. There's a new picture of, it's not new. Someone edited his sword in Conan. It's a selfie stick.
Uh-huh.
But he still got the straight face. Boots was like, oh my god.
Somebody put up James Earl Jones from them.
Conan?
From Conan as like a candidate for president. And has the you know, the
snakes
and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
He's like the Snake King. Yeah.
He's like, you know, in the picture. And it's fucking hilarious. Yeah. Arnold.
I like the outtakes for Conan where he fell on a horse. Goddamn! Punches a camel. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
What's the right response? Fuck you, asshole.
I know.
Oh, no, it was, you know, Terminator's good and Arnold's cool. So good for him for sticking
getting back
around.
Into
but he was in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
For the celebrity wing.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, this is a good country that I came here and I worked hard and I got to the opportunity to do all this.
Yeah.
And it says, you know, I come from, you know, Austria and I came to America and I was bodybuilding and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I got to be somebody. Because he really does have a good work ethic, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, don't be afraid to fail. If you fail, it's fine. Get up and do it again.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm doing the Arnold voice when I do it, just because it's a habit. But
yeah.
And Arnold's awesome. So good for Arnold.
Yes.
And anyway, that's it. We're done.
Let's
play
we're done.
A tune.
So, later.
Yeah, so just check in every week. We got some friends, you know, Dr. Wolfila, Truant, My Gal the Zombie.
Very good.
Yeah, I did good.
Yeah.
Bloody Pit of Horror on Facebook. You know, things like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll keep you updated and stuff. And, hey, if you want, right... Write these people real quick, or when you get a chance. Hold on, let me see what Treasure Coast. Write the Treasure Coast Freak Show. That's not happening until March, but it's an event in the Treasure Coast, and let them know you want Underground Horror Radio to be at that event.
Yes.
How dare you have a film festival and not have us?
Exactly.
God damn it.
God damn it.
Our life has value. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Take on hold, I do. Where did you go? Tied up in Whippleton. Fresh tears all dried up. Love that wanders down your own brain. Oh, hey, wrapped around your heart. Whoa. Downtown and later day. Lost to the night. Yeah.
touching you, but in their blue light, the blood that wanders down your arm drains. A hate wrapped around your heart. Whoa, I'll take you up into my arms. We can't ever fall. We feel I keep waiting here for you. Black cat tearing up my arms. You sat drowning alcohol. Sounds like a good time to you. Whoa, 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 whoa.
You're listening to Podunk Radio.